You're listening to an interview taken from the Tonic Talk Show and Podcast, heard exclusively on Zoomer Radio. To download or listen to the original episode or other episodes of The Tonic, please visit thetonic.ca.
Omega Alpha's products are created by their scientific team headed by their owner and operator and CEO, Dr. Gordon Chang. Dr. Chang holds a PhD in physiology and biomedical engineering from the University of Toronto. He also has 2 years postdoctoral experience in clinical biochemistry, looking at free radicals and antioxidants. He's published over 20 peer-reviewed articles and conference proceedings. Welcome back, Gordon.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Today, we're going to discuss antioxidants. Here's my limited knowledge about antioxidants. Oxidation is a chemical reaction that occurs in our body that can produce free radicals, and that can lead to a chain reaction that destroys cells. Antioxidants prevent the process of oxidation. That's right, isn't it?
That's basically correct. One of the things that people don't realize about antioxidants is that they think that all antioxidants are the same.
And they're not, right?
And they're not the same. They think of all free radicals as being oxygen-generated free radicals or oxygen free radicals. There's a whole bunch of them that have no relationship to oxygen at all.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's right. Now, the reason I mention this is because a lot of people talk about ORAC values about their product. Now, ORAC values are good only if you're talking about with respect to oxygen free radicals.
Right.
But because there's so many free radicals out there in nature, that is not a really valid concept or valid number to look at antioxidants.
Okay.
One of the things that a lot of people don't realize about antioxidants also is that for an antioxidant to be effective, it has to be at the right place at the right time. So, for example, if you get a free radical attack at the level of the macular tissue in the eyes, you could have some vitamin C. But lutein is much more effective. And the reason lutein is effective is because lutein sits in the macular tissue. It accumulates in the macular tissue. So when you have a free radical attack at the level of the eye, of the macular tissue, it is right then and there. And it can quench the free radical, meaning nullify the effect of the free radical.
Okay, so what you're saying is there are specific antioxidants that work to deal with the free radicals depending on what body and
where it is.
And where it is in your body and what sort of function the organ is. That we're dealing with.
That's correct.
All right, let's proceed in discussing sort of, you know, how this works.
Before we go down that path,
okay.
One of the things that you have to realize about the free radical of disease is that there is a lot of scientific evidence for this. Every disease known to man is either generated by free radicals or potentiated by free radicals, right?
Oh.
So one of the things is that if you can quench all the free radicals, then what you're doing is you're preventing a lot of disease from happening or getting worse. As an example, anti-inflammatories. One of the ways inflammation works is that the white cells come and they pump out a lot of free radicals. That's one of their mechanisms, in addition to other chemicals, right? So that's why if you take antioxidants, antioxidants will help control inflammation and help control the inflammatory response. That is why you have to take a good antioxidant that would cover a lot of different free radicals. Secondly, as I pointed out, it has to be in the right place at the right time, right? So for example, lutein, everybody uses it for the eyes. Lycopenes, everybody would say for the reproductive tissue. And not because lutein is better than lycopene, it's just that where it sits, where it tends to accumulate. So for a good antioxidant product, you have to take something that has a wide variety of antioxidants. So the wide variety of antioxidants does two things. One of the things it does is that it sits in the right place so that if you get a free radical attack at that level, it is effective. And secondly, the antioxidants have to be a wide variety of them. And the reason you need a wide variety of them because not every single free radical is the same, right? So you need a wide variety of them to quench the different free radicals out there.
So it's a more of a scattershot approach as opposed to a particularized approach to make sure that you're getting coverage no matter what your pain is.
That's right. Because, like, for example, vitamin C is a very good antioxidant.
Okay.
Right? Nobody's going to dispute that. The only problem with vitamin C, I'll guarantee you, nobody's going to tell you, take vitamin C alone and don't take any other antioxidant.
Right.
And the reason for that is vitamin C sits in the, what I call the water fraction of your body. So if you go into the cells, it'll sit in the soluble fraction, in the inside of the cells. But the cell membrane itself is not a water-soluble environment. So you don't tend to get vitamin C embedded in there. You'll get more vitamin E. Vitamin E then protects the membranes of the cells. Right, so people, if you want to have nice skin, etc., you should consume vitamin E. But again, it's not the be-all and the end-all because you need vitamin C also to help regenerate vitamin C. But a lot of things like pine bark extract, curcumin, all those are very good antioxidants. And again, what you're trying to do is to have a wide variety. That's what you should be aiming for.
Okay. So people have some ideas about the way antioxidants work in conjunction with the body. So let's do like a little true and false. Can antioxidants ward off illnesses?
Yes, they can.
So that's a true.
That's a true.
How does that work?
Well, again, if you free radical attack can generate disease.
Okay.
And if you have the antioxidants in the right place at the right time, so it'll ward that off. For example, if you're looking at cataract formation is in the lens tissue in the eyes. With repeated bombardment from ultraviolet light and chemical pollutants, that could cause the eyes to be attacked by free radicals. If you have antioxidants sitting in the eye, that will quench your free radicals and help prevent the damage to the lens tissue. So that what you end up happening is it'll help prevent cataract formation.
Okay, so here's another true and false for you. So before we were on air, we were talking about, I was talking about getting old and the aches and pains of working out. Can antioxidants stop aging?
Yes and no. We all die.
Right.
We all grow old.
True.
Right? What antioxidants can help do is ward off the diseases so that in your old age, it will help prevent some of the aches and pains and the sequelae associated with old age. So you can live longer, healthier.
Okay, so the health issues that come up that are age-related, right. The antioxidants can help with
that's
that.
That's right.
Okay, so maybe you can go through, and I appreciate it's not going to be extensive, but some of the more common antioxidants, which are the supplements that act as antioxidants?
Well, you have your pine bark extract, your grapeseed extract, bilberry extract, curcumin, which is turmeric extract.
Oh, okay.
Right? Those are all what we call the plant-based polyphenol type, right?
Yes.
Those are important because they actually accumulate in tissue. Then you have your vitamin C, your vitamin E, right? Which are more what we call the vitamin type antioxidants. There's coenzyme Q10. There's a whole myriad of them. Some antioxidants in low doses can be antioxidants, and higher doses become prooxidants.
Oh.
So you've got to avoid some of these things too. Right?
Right.
It's not all cut and dry, right?
Yeah.
So you got to watch whatever you're using. But I would say if you're going to take an antioxidant, take something that has a wide variety of antioxidants so it'll cover most of the systems in your body. That's what you're looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming into the show today.
Thank you for having me.
Next time we're back, we're going to talk about detoxification, right?
Right.
Fantastic.